Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Hall Coyote Hills Ranch is proud to present the All Black All Polled Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. The sale will feature 80 fall yearlings and 20 spring yearlings, limousine and limb flex bulls. All bulls developed and performance tested at CHR. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at www.hallchr.com. Well, the cattle complex should open substantially higher today, supported by greater packer spending in the country and follow-through buying. On the other hand, the hog future should open on a mixed basis, with nearbys gaining somewhat on the deferreds. Now, once again this week, cattle buyers wasted no time in grabbing the bull by the horns. We thought packers might stall until the second part of the week before getting serious about procurement, but short-bought packers were forced to put oars in the water as early as yesterday. Moderate trade volume surfaced in most areas, and we saw trade about $125 in our part of the country. Live and feeder futures should open solidly higher this morning, boosted by cash market strength and residual buying interest. Now look for the cash hog market to open this morning with steady to firm bids. Reacting to firmer packer bids, country receipts did improve somewhat at midweek, but if processors are banking on a 2.3 million kill this week, they will probably find it necessary to hold bids fairly steady through the end of the week. The lean future seems set to open on a mixed basis thanks to short covering, long liquidation, and light bull spreading. Now, winter wheat futures, they closed lower yesterday as forecasts put rain late this week in the dry plains to help the crop that has begun spring growth. Rain is needed to control the wildfires that have damaged property and killed livestock in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Fires also have been blamed for the deaths of at least six people now. The rain develops on Thursday but may not reach the fire areas until tomorrow. Now, corn and soybeans finished a few cents lower as traders wait today's USDA reports. The report is expected to have only minor changes for U.S. crops but should raise Brazil's soybean production. On the wheat futures in particular, winter wheat had the largest losses of the day as beneficial rain may arrive in the plains. However, the 6 to 10-day outlook, which runs through late next week, favors below normal chances for rain in the plains. Corn dropped about 4 cents to its lowest in 6 days in light to moderate trading, with the actively traded May coming to rest at chart support at 50 and 200-day moving averages. We'll check futures in a moment.
Coming up Thursday, March 9th, it's the next regular Superior Video Livestock Auction live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. is the start time for the video auction. 24,600 head to be offered, including 6,000 yearling steers, 4,900 yearling heifers, 11,950 wean calves. For details about the sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, April live cattle was up 62 cents yesterday at 115.97. June was up 62 at 106.25. March feeder cattle up 42 at 124.37. And April up 42 at 122.77. April hogs up 37, 68.42. And the May was up 25 cents, down 25 cents, 73.35. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, May down 6.5, 466. And July was down 6.75, 477.75. Chicago wheat, May was down 9.5 at 447. And July was down 8.75 at 462.75. May corn down 3.75 at 372.25. July was down 3.5 at 379.75. May soybeans down 3.5, 1021.75. And July down 3.5 at 1031.25. March cotton up 47, 77.37. May down 4 at 78.05. And April crude oil down 130 at 48.97. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.